The words of God given to us today are Luke chapter 1, verses 39 to 45. It is page 87 in the New Testament. Allow me to read the words. At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby lived in the womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" As soon as the sound of greeting reached my ears, the baby in the womb leapt for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord would fulfill His promises to her. Amen. Today is the last Sunday of this year. When we think about ourselves, we are hopeless and full of faults. But the Trinity God did not let us alone and stay with us this year again to guide us. Let us give a round of applause of praise and thanks to God. And how about give another round of applause to those who have served our church here and there? For them, we were able to offer worship to God full of blessings. And one announcement, Pastor Ijecha will give his sermon at the New Year's Eve worship service and the third Sunday of January, as announced in the bulletin. And on the fifth Sunday in March, May, August, and November next year, Pastor Yoon Sun-jae will deliver his sermon. The motto of our church this year was God, who is going before you, in accordance with Deuteronomy 1:30. When the ancestors of Israel arrived at Kadesh Barnea, leaving Egypt, Moses sent 12 spies to look over the land and circumstances of Canaan. It was to verify how the land of the covenant was, since over the Kadesh Barnea was Canaan. They came back in 40 days. Canaan, they saw, was truly a land flowing with milk and honey. They showed evidence of a bunch of grapes, pomegranate, and fig that were so big and that two men should carry them together. However, the conclusion reached by the spies was not all the same. 10 spies compared Israelites as grasshoppers to the giant people of Canaan, and only 2 of them, Joshua and Caleb, reported that no matter how big they are nothing more than prey of them. The Israelites chose the report of 10 spies, cried overnight, and blamed Moses and Aaron. Accordingly, they could neither enter Canaan nor go back to Egypt, just wasting 40 years in the wilderness until they die. However, during that 40 years, children, 1.5 generation, and the second generation of those who left Egypt have grown up and reached Moab, East Canaan. They finally could get to the land of Canaan because they experienced God, who embraced them, found a place to set up a tent, and directed them where to go, with clouds by day and lights by night. That is how the ancestors of Israel had to accept the fact that the one who guided them is who? God, who is going before. Because God, who guided the ancestors of Israel, is the God we believe in, we are the same as the Israelites, being guided by God. Therefore, we confess that God is Jehovah Jireh, who prepares for us, and Ebenezer, who have helped us so far. Luke chapter 1 of today's scripture is also full of the story about God who is going before us. At the time when Jesus came to this world, people of Israel were under the oppressive rule of the Greek. Moreover, there were no prophets coming up after Malachi, and the souls of people became devastated. Therefore, the expectation of people toward God was very weak. Even at those times, God was going before them. Before sending Jesus Christ to this land, God let John prepare the way of God. In order to have John to be born, God sent the angel Gabriel to the priest of Zechariah and Elizabeth, who were living godly life. Not only Zechariah and Elizabeth were old, but Elizabeth was infertile. They have never prayed, "God, give us a son and let him prepare for the way the Lord comes." They did not know it was about the time for God to send Jesus. However, God was going before them. Also, God had the angel Gabriel go to a remote village of Nazareth to see Mary and her fiancé Joseph and let them know Mary will conceive the Son of the Most High, the Son of God. However, Mary and Joseph had never prayed to have Messiah. The fact that finite man can never bear infinite God is the same as a bathtub cannot contain the entire sea. However, the eternal God went among the finite man before us. Today's scripture testifies the scene where the two women, Mary and Elizabeth, who both experienced God who was going before them, met together, as in the verse 39. At the time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea. Eventually, the story of Jesus and that of John merges together. Mary was headed to a town where Elizabeth lived. The Bible says the town where Elizabeth lived was hill country, a city of Judea. That is all. But at the time, most of priests lived at city center of Jerusalem or its vicinity. But priest Zechariah lived in a remote town, although we do not know if priest Zechariah was pushed out there due to his old age. Considering there is no name of the town revealed where Zechariah and Elizabeth lived, it is not likely being near Jerusalem or Hebron. Many scholars guess it might be near Juta, south to Hebron. That area is 150 kilometers away from Nazareth, where Mary lived, which is not so close that a pregnant woman can easily visit even today. During the first trimester, pregnant women should be very careful because the chance of miscarriage is high during this period. As a wife to a poor carpenter, there was little chance that she would have a transport such as a donkey or a camel. It would take more than 4 to 5 days by walk. The word we should notice in the verse 39 is hurried, which is spude in Greek. It surely has the meaning of urgently, but also means earnestly and diligently. In Corinth 7:11, see what this godly sorrow has produced in you, what earnestness, what eagerness to clear yourselves, what indignation, what alarm, what longing, what concern, what readiness to see justice done. At every point, you have proved yourselves to be innocent in this matter. Paul says that the people of Corinth church had an earnestness, eagerness to clear yourself, alarm, longing, and so on. Among those, earnestness means spude. And Romans 12:11 testifies as follows: never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor, serving the Lord. Never be lacking in zeal means spude. We all have a memory where we hope the field trip day to come early. In addition, when you are waiting for the first date with a girlfriend, you might wish the day to come early. If you are waiting for a baby to be born, you would also hope the day to come early. This early, of course, has a meaning time-wise, but it is more about earnestly. Then why did Maria want to go to the place where Elizabeth lived in a hurry and earnestly? Was it because Mary was immature and hot-tempered and could not go slowly? Or did she want to hide the fact that she was pregnant as a virgin? If that was true, she would not have come back to Nazareth 3 months later after she visited Elizabeth. 3 months later, she would be so obvious, look pregnant. As the angel Gabriel said, Mary wanted to verify if God worked the same on Elizabeth as he did on herself. One of the blessings that only Christians could enjoy is waiting for Sunday. And one of the characteristics of healthy and righteous church is that the church members are waiting for Sunday to come. There is an expectation about the word they would be given when they go to church to offer worship. There is also a resolution that they will leave with the given words during 1 week. On the contrary, members of unhealthy churches would have no expectation or think that this Sunday will be the same. What prayer did you say today? We can pray on weekdays, at home, at work. But the prayer we say on a day, at a place, when and where God designated is valuable. We can pray remembering the word we were given last Sunday. God, as Aquilas and Priscilla met Apollo and more deeply taught the Bible at Ephesus, and therefore were able to do their mission more earnestly in Corinth. Let me obey the guidance of God so that I can be the pathway to God. Also, remembering the word delivered at Christmas worship service, you can pray, God, help us leave myself alone in the worldly values and my desires. Instead, help me let myself in the word. If your last week was painful and uneasy, you can pray, God, I was so troubled and frustrated. Have mercy on us through today's worship service. If you have something important or a decision to be made in this week, you can pray, God, I need your special guidance this week. Give me wisdom to make a right decision. Help me decide as you want. Or, if you do not know what to pray, you can recite, Merciful God, have pity on my sins. Hurried and earnestness is the pathway that connects us to God who walks with me. Arriving at the place of Elizabeth in a remote Judea town of Nazareth, Mary said hello. At the time, it felt completely different than normal times. The half-verse part of verse 41 testifies, when Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby lived in her womb. A fetus starts to move in 5 or 4 months in most cases. With 6 months pregnant, it would be natural that the fetus moved in the womb of Elizabeth. If, however, it was really natural, the Bible would never have recorded the fact, since the Bible is not about giving birth of and raising children. So again, the verse 44 emphasizes as follows. As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in the womb leapt for joy. Verse 41 and 44 all emphasize again, the baby in the womb leapt for joy when the sound of your greeting reached John was forecasted in the Luke 1:15 as follows: "For he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He is never to take wine or other fermented drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit even from birth." That the baby in the womb lived for the sound of Mary's greeting means the verse 15 has been achieved. That the Holy Spirit is working now. Therefore, these two words that only mean the meeting of the two pregnant women, but the meeting of John and Jesus. The mission of John was to prepare for the way of Jesus and introduce him to people. John called himself as, "I am the voice of one calling in the desert." He meets the voice itself now. In other words, the Old Testament and New Testament are meeting together. John closes the door of the Old Testament when Jesus opens the door of New Testament. This scene is the point which divides the Old Testament and New Testament. This meeting is happening in some woods of Judea, but there is no other meeting greater and more dramatic than this. On the surface, it is just meeting of ordinary women. But it actually divides BC and AD of human history. When baby John lived in the womb full of the Holy Spirit, Elizabeth also was full of the Holy Spirit and cried out, as in the verse 41b and 42. Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear." "In a loud voice," exclaimed, originally means to shout with all one's strength. Jesus said in John 12:44 to 45, "Then Jesus cried out, 'When a man believes in me, he does not believe in me only, but in the one who sent me. When he looks at me, he sees the one who sent me.'" It was close to when Jesus was going to be hanged on the cross. For 3 years, when Jesus preached, people rarely understand his saying about Father God, eternity, and that he was the only Son of God. Even the disciples who were beside him for 3 years did not understand, and no need to mention others. That is why Jesus was so desperately exclaimed, "When a man believes in him, he also believes in God." Acts chapter 7 testifies the sermon of Stephen. This is a great sermon that delivers the essence of the Old Testament, but the Jews who listened to the sermon were furious. Since the Jewish people thought God is only in their temple, and they offer their rites in the temple, they were proud of themselves following the law. And Stephen testified that God is everywhere. and the Messiah who they were longing for was crucified because they did not follow the law. In Acts 7:57 to 60 testify what happened afterwards. At this, they cover their ears and yelling at the top of their voices, they all rushed at him, dragged him out of the city and began to stone him. Meanwhile, the witnesses laid their clothes at the feet of a young man named Saul. While they were stoning him, Stephen prayed, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." Then he fell on his knees and cried out, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." When he had said this, he fell asleep. The Jews were so upset about the sermon that did not back them and cover their ears and stoned Stephen. How loud of the voice would be since they were furious? The cry of Jesus, the loud voice of the Jews, and the exclamation of Elizabeth all came from the same word. Pregnant women do not cry out because it could seriously impact the baby. Nevertheless, Elizabeth did, because she was so touched by the Holy Spirit covering her with the power. What was it Elizabeth cried for? The verse 42 again. In a loud voice she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear." This is a superlative in Hebrew. This is Mary, you are the most blessed among all women in the world, and your baby in the womb is the most blessed among children in the world. Elizabeth is giving the highest compliment to Mary. How would it be possible? The verse 43 says as follows, "But why am I so favored that the mother of the Lord should come to me?" Elizabeth and Mary had a great gap both in age and social position. Elizabeth was old, passing the right age to have a baby. Mary was a girl who just turned to an age when one can have a baby according to the tradition at the time. Elizabeth was a wife to a priest, but Mary was a fiancée of a lowly carpenter. Both were relatives, and maybe Mary was at the age of Elizabeth's granddaughter or niece. But Elizabeth did not see Mary with her position, age, or as a relative. If she did, she would have blamed God, saying, "Mary is not better than me at all, and why do you not give me more blessings?" Moreover, it would have been hard to accept that her baby would become a person who is not worthy to untie the thongs of sandals, even though being born 6 months earlier. Parents can accept themselves being inferior to others, but can hardly accept it when it comes to their children. However, Elizabeth was not jealous that way. Elizabeth confesses that Mary is the mother of my Lord. She believed that the baby in the womb of Mary was that Messiah, the Savior, whom God promised, and people have waited for hundreds of years. This touching meeting of the two is all due to the work of God who is going before us. Today is the last Sunday in 2014. How was your 2014? And how has your life been so far? Sometimes tired, sometimes overwhelmed, and sometimes hard to understand. And sometimes you would have been misunderstood and had disadvantages, no matter how hard you try to obey God's will and live as a true Christian. But think about it and meditate it. Was it not the Lord who guided you in every corner of your life, especially at a turning point of your life? Did it not make a way in the wilderness and a tunnel in an unsurmountable situation, so that you can smoothly pass?
2015을 진정으로
Do you wish to greet 2015 truly as a new year? Then believe in God who is going before you and obey the word of God. That way, thanks to God who is going before you, our 2015 will become a remarkable new year. Let us pray. Father God, many events took place in 2014. The Ebola virus, starting from West Africa, claimed thousands of lives. And in Afghanistan, a whole village was buried, but people had to give up the rescue itself. A Malaysian aircraft had been missing, and another one had brought down. Also, there were continuous miserable news, such as brutality of an armed Islam group, annexation of Russia and Crimean Autonomous Republic, the attack on Gaza Strip of Israel. In Korea as well, there were many incidents. Most of all, the sinking of Sewol Ferry showed the poor safety system of Korea bluntly, while people had to fall in grave despair and frustration. Nevertheless, we were able to be here, not forgiving hope, because of God who is going before us. The ancestors of Israel lived as slaves for 400 years in Egypt, but God finally let them escape Egypt and toward the land of Canaan. Even though Israel was divided into north and south and was collapsed by Assyria and Babylon, God allowed them to recover in 70 years. As such, even though we feel that this country is in great trouble, we trust God who will eventually renew. God who sees further from above and is going before us, help our 2014 be closed beautifully. May the 2015 and every year of the rest of our life be renewed every day. Thanks to God who is going before us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.